Matilda's never gonna stop crying. Oh, I never needed a nap so bad in my whole life.
Getting a little tired of all the crying.
But we already tried giving them every toy we got.
Oh, what about the elephant?
Why that?
The jack of the box?
Yep.
Hey, we didn't try the one-eyed dolly.
Oh, no, Tommy. He's gonna really cry when he sees that.
Hello, sweetie.
Now, now, Dylan Prescott, let a smile be your umbrella. There, that's better.
I don't know why we have to plant the garden today. They're running a 24-hour war movie marathon on Channel 56.
Because, Pop, it's the first day of spring. Mother Nature opens her arms to share her bounty.
Where do you want this stuff?
Careful. That's where I'm planting my lettuce. I can't wait to see those little heads popping out of the ground.
Tommy, how come your mommy and grandpa get you digging the dirt?
I don't know, Phil, but let's go see if Fort Dill starts crying again.
Yeah, here's where I'll plant my rutabagas. I've got a collection of root vegetables that are the spitting image of U.S. presidents. See?
Grover Cleveland?
John Quincy Adams. All I need is a Miller J. Fillmore rutabaga to complete my set.
Fine. Just keep your unsightly roots away from my beautiful herbs. This year, I'm growing parsley, sage, oh, and dill. I'm going to plant lots of dill.
Did you hear that? The grown-ups said they're going to plant more dills.
Ow! More dill is kind of a lot of dill.
Can they grow more dills, Tommy?
Well, my mommy said she's growing heads. I suppose she could grow whole babies, too. I'm gonna go see.
We better keep the sprouts away from the sprouts.
But how many new deals is there gonna be?
Oh, I don't know, Chucky. It's an awful big garden. Of two dills, or three, or 11D.
Our ears will hurt.
We'll be tired all the time. What are we gonna do?
Yeah, Tommy, what are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do? I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're busting out of here. Cause this war ain't over till I say it's over. Here, put this on.
Nice camouflage, Doughboy. Are you fighting a war or entering a beauty contest? I ask you, General Eisenhower, have you ever seen such a sorry excuse for a soldier?
You guys, that's it! We'll do like the soldier man on TV. Do you guys any mud?
Why would you ask us?
Yeah.
We were saving it for a special occasion.
Like lunch.
This is really important.
Maybe we could go out and stop all the hills before they're planted.
Outside? In the dark? With bloody faces?
You call that a fox, old soldier? Why, when I was in the service, I could dig 15 foxholes in 15 minutes.
Come on, men.
Help!
I'm stuck.
I'll be okay, Tommy. Go on without me. Save yourselves.
Chucky, your shoelace got caught on a sprinkler. That's all.
Oh.
We're too late. There's no more dill seeds in here.
Okay, you varmints. I hear you. Just keep your thieving paws away from my Millard J. Fillmore. Gotcha! Name, rank, and
What are we gonna do when the New Deal's comes, huh? Some are gonna be crying and some are gonna be throwing stuff.
I don't think I'm ready.
Chucky, you're right. We got to get ready for the new baby dills. Follow me.
Puddles, check. Pinkies, check. Diapies.
I better check.
Check. Cookies.
Were those for the dillses?
I thought one of the new dillses might like my favorite toy.
Well, I'm gonna make my dill mud pies with dumpy lions on top.
So, I'm gonna tell my dills how to take a bath without going down the drain.
Hey, I can show my dills my secret hiding place that nobody knows about in the corner of the sandbox.
Oops.
And I can teach my dills all about exploring.
You know, it might not be so bad having some new dills around.
That might be fun.
I wish they was here right now.
Maybe they are, Chucky. Let's go see.
Look at them, Dilly, waiting for nature's bounty. Soil looks a little dry. Be right back, angels.
Hi, Dill. Ducky.
There's one. A new Dill. Everybody, man your babble stations.
Are starting to grow. And here's some rosemary. Oh, this is so exciting. My herbs are coming in. I'll be able to make salmon with dill sauce. Maybe we could serve it with a side of Millard J. Fillmore.
Is that how you treat the 13th President of the United States? Why don't you show some respect for the office?
So, if that green stuff is dill, and dill is dill,
then there must be two kinds of dill.
The kind you eat and the kind you don't.
Well, I guess there won't be a bunch of new baby dills.
Yeah, I guess not.
Actually, I was kind of looking forward to the new dills.
Yeah.
know whom I can just show my very secretest hiding place to.
Mom, we still got this dill. Let's show him.
Come on, Dilly. But you got to promise not to tell.
You guys, if dills are plants, then what was that thing Spike dug up?
Maybe it was that girl Rosemary.
So then, who's Herb?
Tommy, there's some things we'll just never know.
To retrieve the golden nectar in the flower. Here we go.
Just needs a little fine-tuning.
Well, all I can say, bro, is, wow.
Here, give it a test run while I catch the phone.
No, Stu, really, come on, that's okay.
Daddy, can I go with you to the Investors Convention?
No, Pumpkin. You stay here today and have fun with the babies.
No, those babies aren't no fun.
Time for a little practical joke. Hey, Stu, would you mind showing me how this thing works again?
No problem.
You and your conflat toys. I'm going back inside and read to the Sprouts.
But Pop, of all the lousy no-good tricks, you set me up. Thanks for making Pop think it was me.
It was just a little joke, Stewie. All in good fun. Bye, Angel. So long, sucker.
I know you are, but what am I?
It's gonna be lots of fun staying at your house today, Uncle Sucker. I mean, Uncle Stew. By the way, where are those adorable babies? Babies is gonna be more fun than a barrel of monies, huh, Cynthia? Now all I need is someone to set up. Chubby, Chubby!
That's King Chubby to you, sir.
Oh, are you okay, Queen Lillian?
Up with its head!
No! Don't hurt Mr. Quigley!
Well, then to the dungeon!
Sorry, Mr. Quigley, but you shouldn't have tripped the queen. To the dungeon! Chippy, we got to go through this long, scary tunnel?
Never fear, King Chucky. Your knights will lead the way and protect you if anything bad happens. Fun for all and balls are fun!
My chance, Cynthia.
Here you go, Drooly.
Wait, remember what Grandpa's story said? There might be a giant out there, or a dragon.
Go find out, Philip.
I'm not going out there, Lillian. It's gotta be something really big to make the tunnel all tumbly like that.
Come on, Sir Philip. It's our job to keep the king and queen safe from danger.
It's a giant, isn't it? Or a
Chucky.
So funny.
It is not funny, Dill. You almost hurted the queen.
But Dilly couldn't have done it.
Could he?
Of course not. Dill's just a baby.
But there's no one else here.
This practical joke stuff is fun and easy, too. Now, what should we do next?
You sit that dudgy and think about what you've done, Mr. Quigley.
Okay. What would you like to do now, Your Royal Highness?
Can I take a ride and wave to all my peoples?
Oh, why, sure, Queen Lillian. Let's see. Where's the royal carriage? Hey, how about the royal reptar wagon?
Yeah!
The wagon, you guys? The wheels must have just fallen off.
Then how come he got all that stuff?
I don't know. Oh, but I know he didn't do it. He's just a baby.
I think we ought to put him in the dungeon.
Good idea.
No, Dill doesn't belong in the dungeon. How about we take him to the castle? We can watch him there.
Off that beat.
Babies,
where did you get it?
Well,
My daddy just drive me over.
I didn't hear no car, Angelica.
Did I say drive? I meant we walked.
Hey, Dad had a box of ham and oat cookies that he bought just like that. Where'd you get those?
These? I brought them from home, and, tripped, and, teared the box.
No, you didn't, Angelica. You took them from Dill. It was you doing all the mean stuff to us, wasn't it?
So what if it was me? Your baby's gonna do something about it?
No. Yes, chicken. Have a nice day.
I didn't think so. Well, see you around, babies. Come on, Cynthia. Got all dirty today. Let's go wash your hair.
Oh, I feel bad. All the time Angelica was doing mean stuff to us, we was playing a deal.
Sorry we didn't believe you, Tommy.
That's okay, Phil.
I wish we could do something nice for Dill.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present you, Prince
from the sky in liquid form. Rain to rule over all humanity with an iron fist. This Friday, one teenage boy must try to stop the rain. Don't miss the brand new TV movie, Danny Phantom Rainstorm, tonight at 9, only on Nick.
Class teacher, though.